I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today. We'll see a high near 67 degrees. A bit breezy. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25. Yesterday marked the first day that candidates could file their nominating petitions for next year's primary. Illinois Public Radio's Brian Mackey was at the headquarters of the State Board of Elections and filed this report.
The board's office is in a strip mall, and when it opened at 8 o'clock, hundreds of people were lined up past the old Radio Shack and Chuck E. Cheese's, almost to the Burlington Coat Factory, which is about 2 football fields away.
Weather's nice, can't complain.
Jeff McKay is running for judge in DuPage County.
This is the democratic process in action. Anybody should just come down and look at it, drive by it just to see it going on.
By being in line when filing begins, McKay and 469 other candidates have a chance to be listed first for their race on the primary election ballot next March. Studies have shown that, especially in lower profile races like for judge, at least some voters just pick the first name on the list. I'm Brian Mackey.
Two wealthy businessmen seeking the Democratic nomination for governor next year have released partial tax returns. It was the same day they filed their official petitions. J.B. Pritzker is an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. He released 3 years of state and federal returns. He and his wife reported roughly $16 million in total income last year, paying roughly $4.6 million in state and federal taxes. Pritzker's campaign says trusts benefiting Pritzker paid $154 million in state and federal taxes from 2014 to 2016. Chris Kennedy is the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy and the son of Robert F. Kennedy. He released partial 2016 returns showing $1.3 million in total income for himself and for his wife. They paid about $216,000 in state and federal taxes. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, a former businessman, earned $90 million last year, paying about $23 million in taxes. SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno has released the second draft of his proposed reorganization. He says he hopes to have the final structure released in February and a budget on the final plan for the Board of Trustees in April. System President Randy Dunn says once the proposal is final, it'll have to go through several approval and oversight steps through the SIU Board of Trustees and the Illinois Board of Higher Education. The president says the chancellor's timeline might be tough to meet.
I think you're going to see now some variability on how these program initiatives move forward. Those that are ready to go and have support will go fairly quickly. I think others, that may be a pretty aggressive timeline.
Some changes in Montemagno's second draft include a School of Integrated Biological Sciences being renamed the School of Biological Sciences, with programs taught by the School of Medicine faculty. You can find the entire proposal at chancellor.siu.edu/vision2025.